This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the BetRivers Network.
Hello, and welcome back to the Liga MX podcast and prediction show brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Today, we're going to be going over the second leg of the Liga MX final between Pachuca and Atlas. Going to be played tomorrow night at 10 Eastern, I believe, East Coast, American time. Looking forward to this one. What do you think, RJ?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it as well, Cooper. The first leg was pretty entertaining. I know we ended on a 2-0 score line, 2-0 win for Atlas. But as we'll discuss here, I think it sets up for a nice second leg and final to this tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. So just to kind of review over that first leg, like you said, we're 2-0 Atlas going into this second leg here. Very easily could have been like 3-2. We were on both teams to score as our best bet. Obviously, that one didn't work out. Probably should have, but that's the way it goes sometimes. We were also on the over 2 as our dog play, that push. So, you know, not really too much harm done there. But that second goal. So, Atlas opened the scoring with a beautiful header from Luis Reyes in the 26th minute. So at that point, we're feeling pretty good. Pachuca's getting a lot of chances going the other direction. They just kind of blew their steam. You know, they just kind of ran out of gas. You know, you can only get so many big chances and not convert. And you just kind of run out of gas at that point. So 93rd minute, very into stoppage time, Julian Quiñones for Atlas comes in clutch again, like he's done so many times, scores in the 93rd minute to make it 2-0. And at that point, I'm sitting there thinking, okay, we got our push. So not the end of the world for our show plays for the first leg, but also I'm already looking ahead to this one that we're about to cover and going, that second goal was big, because if this is 1-0 going back to Pachuca, you don't know what's going to happen. It could be cagey. It could be slow. Now there's desperation in the air. Pachuca's at home. They're a minus 140 favorite. Atlas is a plus 400 dog on the road. The draw is priced at plus 265. That total comes in at the Asian handicap at 2.25, slightly juiced to the over. And like you and I talked about it, like we're probably going to be playing goals here. So with that, we'll go ahead and get into our best bet. You want to take the lead on that?
Yeah, I can kick us off. So exactly like you said, I'll echo you. The first round, or the first leg for that matter, I watched the second half mainly. I saw some highlights from the first half, but Pachuca had 2-3 very, very solid chances in the second half. They rang the post, I think, in like the 58th or 60th minute.
Yeah.
This game very well had an opportunity to take off in the second half. You know, they just couldn't finish. Testament to Atlas too for their ability to be stout defensively, especially at home. But I think, like you say, this makes for an intense open second leg, right? And we saw this last round when Tigres played Atlas, right? They were down. Was it 3-0 going into the second leg, or had a 3-goal deficit?
Yeah, it was 3-0, and then Atlas goes up 1-0 at halftime. So they were up 4-0 on aggregate going into that second half against Tigres.
And we saw what happened, right? Tigres and Pachuca could arguably do the same, right? Pachuca could arguably do the same, if not more, like take the lead against Atlas. And you know, I almost hope Atlas scores first, to be truthful, because that will open up the match even more.
Yeah.
And I think at over 2.25 here, I think we both discussed this. Goals are likely, and that's our favorite bet for tomorrow, over 2.25. And I think what we'll see is a similar setup for both sides, but I think you're going to see Pachuca really like they were in the second half, come out that way, come out firing. And that's going to put Atlas, you know, on their toes. You know, they're not just going to sit back and say, all right, hang on, let's cruise out for the championship. They're going to have to put their best foot forward as well, because they know what's coming at them on the road. So this smells like goals to me as well.
Yeah, it smells like goals. You had both teams registered over 1.5 expected goals in that first leg, over 3 expected goals total. Of course, the game ends 2-0. Really unlucky not to cash the over and both teams to score, to be honest. But I don't want to dwell on that too much. We're focusing on the second leg here. And like you said, we're going to be taking that over 2.25 for our best bet. I really like it. I like what Pachuca did as far as chance creation. I'm expecting that to carry over to the second leg, especially with them being at home. And, you know, Atlas, obviously, they've shown time and time again, they don't create as many chances as Pachuca, but they're clinical when they get those opportunities. So pretty good chances for goals here. With the score being 2-0, we're going to be backing Chaos, which is a lot of fun, especially in the second leg of a championship match. But with that, let's get into our dog play, RJ.
Yeah, so our dog play coming in for the last leg and the last match of this tournament is going to be a second half highest scoring half, second half at plus 105. It's not overly juicy, but it's a play that both Cooper and I agree with. And it, again, you know, not necessarily looking at stats here, just looking at what we would expect from a match with this type of setup going into leg two. I could see, like I said, I could maybe see 1-0 Atlas, potentially 1-1. I think both teams will get on the board, you know, before the 60th minute, but I think we'll see an open second half, right? One team's settle in, figure out how teams are settling into the second leg. We'll see an open second half. And I think that at this price, it's a very fair play.
Yeah, that I think the second half sets up nicely for goals either way, almost regardless of the score line. Whoever's winning, I mean, like you said, we could see 1-0 either way going into the second half. And at that point, either Pachuca is still desperate. Unless it's 2-0 Pachuca at halftime, which that's not really the script that I see playing out. I think the second half has a pretty good chance to be textbook, you know, wide open second half that we've come to expect in these Liga MX playoffs. So, but with that, it's been a great postseason for Liga MX. We've hit a lot of winners and really enjoyed doing this. I believe we're going to carry this over to when the Apertura season starts here in a couple months. RJ and I will be back, and we're really excited to dig into a new season and follow all the transfer news and see how all the teams change and, you know, continue to adapt and get you guys winners in this Liga MX, the Mexican top league. But let me just remind you guys to make sure that you're subscribing to the channel below. The guys are handicapping all the European leagues, a lot of leagues over here in North America, and I even think some South America now, and these guys are cranking out winners on the regular. So make sure you guys are following everybody. And you got anything else, RJ?
No, I just want to say thank you to everybody who's tuned in and showed support for us during the playoffs. And like you say, we'll be back for next season, and who knows what else we'll be putting out content for. So again, just want to say thanks to everybody.
Absolutely. Thanks. Thank you, everybody. And we'll see you guys next time.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the Bet Rivers Network.